First up, Stephen, here we are on the top of the world's tallest hotel, the Marriott Marquis. It's one hell of a view of Dubai, isn't it?
It is. We've all been around the building and had a look at the various sites, so it's really stunning.
And also, for you, a chance probably to get a bit of a bird's eye view of your 10K course, because you will be running in the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon.
Yes, it's a fantastic opportunity. I just happened to be here this week, so we've planned it from the start, and as well as going to racing and seeing some of our key sponsors, I get to run a race as well.
Yes, absolutely. The main point here, being the MD of Newbury Racecourse, very close links between your racecourse and racing here in the Middle East.
Yes, His Highness Sheikh Hamdan has been a long supporter and sponsor at Newbury, and we try and come out here and see his team and discuss the plans for the future season, especially the Dubai International Arabian Race meeting, which will be on the 15th of August 2013. So yeah, we take the opportunity to meet with them and Dubai Duty Free and catch up.
And it's very important, Middle East are obviously great supporters of, and particularly here in Dubai, of British racing. They're an integral part of the sort of well-being of the sport.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they provide a lot of our horses, a lot of the sport that takes place in the UK, horses that are owned by people from this part of the world. So they're really important to us, and as well as sponsoring an enormous amount of races, not only at Newbury, but elsewhere in Europe. So we're very grateful for their support.
And Arabian racing, obviously, it doesn't have the profile, but out here it is a very important part of the equine industry.
Yes, you know, we staged Europe's richest Arabian race meeting with support from Sheikh Hamdan. It is a big part of both Maidan here, especially at Abu Dhabi. And we really want them to push on in Europe and support more thoroughbred races as well as Arabian races, both at Newbury and over, elsewhere.
And this week also, Jebel Ali, you have a sort of tie-up and a race honouring this link-up.
We do. We're very lucky. We've had a Jebel Ali race at Newbury for 10 years, and we've had a Newbury race at Jebel Ali for around about 5, so we're grateful for them for that. We come out here and meet them, and we're always very welcome, and the ties get ever stronger.
And presumably, your course doesn't look like this at the moment. Probably it's a blanket of snow at the moment, isn't it?
Yes, sadly, we've got about 8 inches of snow on the track at the moment, but we are due to get to about 5 degrees on Saturday, so hopefully the snow will start to melt and we'll be ready for racing on the 9th of February.
And that is one of the big days in the jump season, which obviously out here they don't have any jump racing, but in terms of the winter campaign in Britain, it is one of the key trials date for the Cheltenham Festival.
It is, but it's also an incredibly important race meeting in its own right. It's the Betfair Hurdle. It's the richest European hurdle race staged, a handicap hurdle race staged, and it will be 25 runners, incredibly competitive, together with the Denman Chase and the Betfair Super Saturday Chase. So we'll see some of the best 2-milers, 3-milers and 2-mile hurdlers in the world, and it's a great day for Newbury.
And back to the 10K, what's your target time?
Well, we were just talking about this. My PB is about 39 minutes, so it's not incredibly fast, but it's not too bad. There are 11,000 other runners at this event, so depending on how far I get towards the start gate, will probably depend on how many people I need to dodge through. So somewhere between 39 and 42 minutes, I'll be very happy.
And then you keep on running to Jebel Ali for your afternoon racing.
I'll be running for breakfast then, and then on to Jebel Ali for our sponsored race with Shadwell Stud, yeah. Enjoy.